Chapter 2. Dollar dollar bills, y'all? Luna hooted out after Victoria had breezed from the room, her expensive perfume lingering for a moment behind her. Time to go shoe shopping, I decided, looking down at the stack of money in my hand. Or we can finally take that spa trip we've been wanting to do, Luna pointed out. For what? You already do all the magical rituals you need to look fantastic. I scoffed at Luna as I fluttered the bills in my hands. For stress relief, Luna sniffed delicately, and I laughed. Because you are so stressed? A lady never needs an excuse to go to the spa. Luna demurred, and I gave up, my mind already circling back to the questions I had. First of all, can we just talk about the leather skirt? I decided to get the easiest out of the way, and Luna squealed in response. I know! In this heat? What is she thinking? She's wound tight, and I have to imagine the leather is not helping, I said. Girl needs to loosen the bun and throw on a linen dress. Maybe she wouldn't be so uptight, Luna said. I think it would take more than letting her hair down for that one to unwind. If anyone needs a trip to the spa to de-stress, it's her. I wonder what she does for Chadwick, Luna said. And I realized that, although Victoria had given us her name, she hadn't told us her role on the yacht. Which led me to my second question. Do all people who own a yacht always refer to it as a yacht? Do you think they ever just say, hey, come hang on the boat? I asked. We both considered it for a moment. Nope, we said in unison and laughed. It's always yacht, no matter what, Luna said. Ladies, could I interest you in, you know, coming back to my yacht? I deepened my voice and pretended to be a country club dude. Ladies, want to rock my boat? Luna chimed in, and I hooted with laughter. Ladies, can I be the captain of your ship? I responded, and we both doubled over in laughter. Straightening, I wiped my eyes and caught my breath. In all seriousness, though, I'm not sure if you should go on this yacht, Luna said, her pretty features scrunched in concern. Tell me about this Chadwick Charles Harrington. Sounds like someone I would hate, I said. He is literally the worst, Luna said, and glanced at a slim gold watch on her wrist. While I just looked at my iPhone for the time, Luna still wore watches. Let's go get a margarita. You're going to need to settle in for this. Plus, I promised Miss Elva I'd give her some of the new labradorite crystal I got in today. I'll pick her up after I let Hank out. See you in a half hour, I called, already on my way out the door to where my beach cruiser was locked in front of the shop. My mind still whirling with questions about this Chadwick Harrington and his little servant, Victoria. Look, I'm not going to try and imply that my life is normal. In fact, it's been particularly eventful over the past 6 months or so. But typically, on a day-to-day basis, I spend my time reading cards for clients, scuba diving with Trace, taking underwater photographs for my blog, and fulfilling the picture orders that come in through the website. I'm not saying we don't get a slew of colorful characters making their way through Tequila Key, because, well, it's the Keys. But all my spidey senses were tingling in regards to Victoria and her yacht boy. It was another beautiful day in Tequila Key. The sun heading towards the horizon, but still a couple hours of light left before it dipped beneath the ocean. I waved to some neighbors as I biked down my street to my house, a semi-detached at the end of a row of colorful houses. When I'd first seen the place, I wasn't sure if I'd wanted to share a wall with another home. But when the realtor had shown me the privacy fence in the backyard, and the